Good morning, it's time for the Kansas State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, more about political stress, because, to be quite fair, it has not quite gotten any easier.
That's right. For those that may have listened to my report about 6 weeks ago, I started talking about coping with political stress. Again, because it does affect our daily lives, and does shape how we live, work, and connect with others. And we have information readily accessible to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so I think it's important for us to find ways to create balance. So I'm going to share some more information, some more practical ways to create more balance with politics. And the last time I spoke, I shared about choose how you spend your energy, as well as be intentional with news and the media. Another tip is to focus on constructive conversations. And to do that, we need to focus on the facts, not just our emotions. Also, be willing to listen actively and respectfully. Find shared values or concerns. Maintain a willingness to learn and understand. And then respect each other's limits and know when it's time to stop. So how do you have constructive conversations, maybe with people who have different political views than you do? Again, we all have our own perspectives on political issues, and they're often tied to deeply held beliefs and emotions that can make political discussions challenging or even divisive, especially when they're with people that matter to us. And because of this, it's really important for us to decide our own boundaries and our comfort level for discussing politics and to determine how much engagement feels helpful or healthy for us. So, if a political issue is affecting your relationships, your well-being, or shared goals, it might be time for a conversation. So while talking about political issues can feel daunting, approaching the discussion calmly and focusing on common ground can make it more constructive and build connection even with differing views. So some tips for making a difficult conversation constructive. Again, in political discussion, when you feel mentally and emotionally prepared, so know when the time is right. Steer clear of us versus them thinking and stay open to understanding other perspectives, even if you agree with those perspectives or those thoughts. Identify your own triggers and have a plan to manage them. And then take breaks if the conversation gets heated or becomes unproductive. Monitor your feelings and stay grounded during the discussion and practice self-care after the conversation. So self-care is the ongoing care of yourself and your well-being, and it really is vital for our mental and emotional health and day-to-day life, and it really supports us through challenging or overwhelming situations. So self-care helps us to create the space we need to process our feelings, to clear our minds, and recharge our energy. And really, self-care looks different for everyone, so you really need to find out what works for you. But some things that I would suggest is thinking about making self-care a part of your routine and think about some options you have to choose from for your self-care. So choose some things that are fun for you. Include things that you do just for fun. Might be watching a movie, reading a book, playing video games for some people. Include some items that help you get through your life more smoothly and help you in the long run. So that's maybe staying organized, doing your laundry, setting your boundaries, setting limits on your screen time, and taking some social media breaks as well. And then what are some things that are fun and sustaining for you? And these are some things that will help you in the long run. Maybe it's having a meal with friends, it's studying with a group, or going outside and organizing your workspace as well. And then lastly, make a list of the supportive people in your life that you would like to include in your self-care activities or share your self-care goals with. These are the people who can reach out to you when you need support. So, Blake, I have some more to share, but I'm going to stop for today. And, again, I would just remind people that, yes, this politics is all around us, and we can consume that, again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if we choose to. But it's so important to find balance. And if you're really having a hard time, again, functioning on a day-to-day basis, then it's time to seek help. And if someone has questions, wants more information, especially about finding professionals, they can certainly give me a call at the Ottawa office at 785-229-3520.
Yeah, important to find that balance and to find a way to work through it. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Meridian Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.